Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Girl Anonymous podcast. I was about to say my real name, but I think my screen name for this is going to be Savannah, just for starters. And we're here with Faith Ramsey.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm feeling already a little awkward, but that's the whole reason why I wanted to start the Girl Anonymous podcast, because I just, as soon as people know where the information is coming from, I get very socially anxious, like, oh man, I don't want these people to know that I said that. But I was telling Faith earlier that starting a podcast with no consequences or accountability for what I'm gonna say, oh, it's
that's
so
literally like groundbreaking. Yeah. You it's can like just liberating. Be as real and authentic as you want and not get hate for it. Well, at least
None.
Not get hate to your real face.
None. Yeah. You never know. We just put up the Instagram, so we have no idea what'll happen from there. But let's go ahead and say how we met. Funny story. I told Faith I was going to make up like this extravagant story of how we met, because I don't really want people to know how we know each other.
Why?
Because I don't want to be found out.
Oh, because they don't.
The power of anonymity.
Yeah, because you don't want my people to find you.
No, thank you.
And then know who you are.
They can know that I have brown hair.
She has brown hair.
That's all you can know.
I feel like a lot of my friends have brown hair, so you're good.
Even better. I just said that word wrong, though. Power of anonymity.
I don't even know what
anonymity.
That means.
Like the power of being anonymous. Oh, but I just sounded like an anonymity for finding people. Also, we both have very extravagant laughs.
Yeah.
So I will make sure when we laugh.
We'll try to the camera.
We'll kind of back up. But I will say that face laugh is super contagious. So you will be blessed with that.
You either love it or you hate it.
I love it. I feel like every time you laugh, I start laughing. What you could be saying is not funny at all, but if you laugh.
Yo, funny story already. So actually, like not too long ago, I went and I got dinner with this guy, and he
said something about your laugh.
I was telling a story and I was like, oh yeah, it was hella funny. And he goes, are you from Northern California?
No, because you said hella.
Because I said hella and I started dying laughing and I like couldn't stop laughing. And he was just sitting there.
He's like, thank you.
But then he started laughing. So it was kind of like an icebreaker.
I remember when B, our friend, did a post saying like, don't like downgrade us because we say hella.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys are from the West Coast, so I don't know. You guys, there's an inside joke here. I'm so sorry. So basically, how do we meet?
Well, the first time we met, it was actually through this thing called We're Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's an organization based out of Oklahoma that we also started a little hub here in Southern California. And we did an event. We were trying to like recruit more girls to come be a part of our little girl gang. And so we did like a coffee crawl. And I think Brittany invited you and
add a flag. There we go.
So you can edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out later. God, you guys, she already gave away my identity.
So Brittany invited flag. Our friend B.
Yes.
Invited you and your sister.
Uh-huh.
And
I had a fly in.
Yeah, you flew. You were actually in town visiting.
Yeah.
And so your sister brought you with her, and which worked out perfectly because it was so much fun. And I actually remember thinking that you were too cool to be my friend.
What?
I'm so serious. Like, I'm like, these girls are dope. Like, this girl is hilarious. Like, she's not going to want to be my friend.
No way.
I swear. Yeah.
I thought the same thing, but only because I remember you were glammed up. Like, you had so much, like, your face was put together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't even have, like, half the product she probably has on her face, you know? I was like, no way. This girl's probably rolling in dough. I can afford this.
You thought.
But I remember, you know, I don't even remember, but I remember you guys went to different coffee stations and you just met up with random people who wanted to show up for
the
coffee date.
Yeah, so the coffee crawl, it had, when we sent out like the invite, it had multiple spots that we were going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you couldn't come at the 2 o'clock time slot, you could meet us at like 2:30 somewhere else, or like 3:30, wherever we were at.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really cool way to like connect with different girls in the area, and we actually got some girls out of it to like come be a part of our thing. And now you are connected with us as well sometimes.
Why do you, all three of you, MB and you, are like, this thing is like going on with all the girls meeting up, and they keep saying that I'm not coming to it, but I do. I come when it's held at the house.
The only reason I said that was because...
Screw you already.
The only reason I said that was to protect your identity because you...
Oh, wait.
Oh, I want to tell my story.
Wait, first, before how we met also.
Okay.
Also, so I met her, thought she was too cool for school, but we actually ended up meeting again. Yes. Is that a dog coming by?
What?
Hopefully you can't hear that dog walking by.
I don't hear anything. I also have headphones on, so.
Oh, shoot. Jingle, jingle. Okay. When I met Faith, so we're both Christian, which will lead to some interesting podcasts about the great things about being Christian, the things that are like, oh, fudge.
Misconceptions.
And
realities,
stereotypes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But I have so much to say about that.
Ooh, go, girl. But what I loved about Faith is when I met her, I don't even know what was going on that I needed prayer for, but you...
You were just in the beginning stages of having issues with
my hands?
Your stomach.
My stomach?
Yeah.
Dang. If I only knew what was going
on. This was over 2 years ago now, right?
No, longer.
Three.
Three,
right? It was
right?
2016? Yeah.
Nope.
Or was it 15?
It was in 2015 because you helped me set up my first classroom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm a teacher.
4 years ago.
She's in respiratory school. She's going to make people breathe.
Yes.
Open up those lungs. But yeah, when she prayed over me, it was the first time that I had ever had anyone speak in tongues over me. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, what would you say speaking in tongues
is? Speaking in tongues is like when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then... The Bible says that you'll speak in unknown languages, and mm-hmm. it's basically like a direct contact to you and God. Mm-hmm. No distractions, no interruptions, and it's kind of just like your spirit directly contacting, that sounds like weird.
Like alien?
Your spirit is like directly communicating with God, and we were in a public place, we were sitting outside of a coffee shop, and she grabbed my hand and we were praying, and I just felt the need that I needed to do that. And little did I know, it actually like really was like a
healing moment too for me.
Yeah. And it really started your journey on like being more
spiritual gifts for sure. But I will say that I don't believe that if you have to speak in tongues
if
you're Christian.
Oh, absolutely not.
I had one girl say like something like that to me. I'm like, this is not.
No, there's nowhere in the Bible that says you have to speak in tongues to be a Christian, to be a believer, to be filled with the Spirit, or mm-hmm. to be powerful. So.
Flag for you. I think I just dipped my face into your frame.
Okay. Don't worry.
Phew.
I'm really good at editing.
You're like, oh, thank God. Okay, so also for anonymity, I just want to say that also why we want to start this podcast is you have a heart for the outcasts. I have a heart for those who may be just socially awkward or anxious.
Yeah.
Because I play it off like I'm not.
And I would never say that you are at all.
Really?
Uh-uh.
My family would. Ooh, they see me though. Like, yeah. I can fake it till I make it for like 10 minutes top. Mm-hmm. And then I do something outrageous. Like, okay. I went to the movies with Faith a few days ago. We went and saw Glass, right? This is why I love her so much. Because I can do anything and she will not be floored by it. I got out of the theater and I assumed the role of the main character, which is like, he's a schizophrenic with like 23 personalities. Please tell me that one of you have seen it, but I was like, we are the Horde. And she just looked at me like, anyone else would have been like, ew. But she was like.
I was like, et cetera. Etc.
What's that guy's name? Hedwig?
Hedwig.
Hedwig. You have to see it. It's too good. Oh, Lord. So why don't you tell us more about your heart for the outcasts and your whole YouTube channel, What's Its Focus?
Okay. So currently, Girl Anonymous Podcast listening in, I'm also filming this whole thing. So I have a YouTube channel. My name is Faith Ramsey, Faith with a Y. And my heart is, like Sam said, 100% for the outcasts, the people that feel like they don't belong anywhere, the black sheep, the ones that, you know, they feel like exiled almost, or like they're a burden. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's those friend groups where you just like, there's people that automatically feel like they fit in, and there's people that feel like they're more so tolerated than celebrated. Mm-hmm. And I just have a heart for that person. I was bullied horribly in high school, junior high, even elementary school.
I feel like even now, some people try to test your waters.
Even now, I'm still 100%, I still experience bullies. And it's sad because I'm 26 years old and I'm still experiencing it.
That sucks.
But I have people in my corner that make it a lot easier to like endure. Mm-hmm. And so that's really why I do what I do, because I want people to feel less alone. I want people to feel like they can be a part of a community of people. They can be a part of a family that knows exactly how it feels. Where mm-hmm. that's why like on my channel, whenever I say, hey, welcome back, I'm always like, welcome home, because you're home. We're a family here, you know? And I just feel like it's super important to know that you belong somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so that's the whole beginning of this thing. And then from there, like, things have just grown. Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, more ideas and more things to do to, like, really bring people into this tight-knit group.
Yeah.
And when I say tight-knit, I mean, like, we're here for each other. Like, we're not going to belittle each other. We're not going to stand for that. But, like, anybody's welcome, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, I want people, like, if they had a bad day or they had a bad experience, they can hop on YouTube and get on my channel and yeah. be like, okay, this, like, I have people here that, like, genuinely care about me and pray for me and, mm-hmm. you know.
Which I think is going to be really incredible to have you on, like, this podcast platform.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what you say, like, personally speaking, like, I always go to you for advice or even, like, a good comeback if I need to, like, whip someone good.
You know? I kind of have a sharp tongue.
Yeah, like, for sure. Double-edged sword. For sure. But I love that because, especially, like, once this gets more involved, I feel yeah. like you have such wisdom that just yeah. sitting and listening while you're in the car would be so great. And a little insight into Faith, just, like, so you can kind of imagine more of her personality. She has, like, this great thing where she can do both. Oh, stupid truck. Flag it. Okay, so the podcast has this feature where you can add flag while you're recording, so you know when you go back where your mess ups were, so you can make editing easier. I kid you not. We keep saying add flag, because we have a dog in the house. The mail guy just went by, so if it seems like we just cut and stopped for a second, that's why.
Eventually, we can just rent out a hotel room and do it there.
Oh, Lord. Preach it. Claim that promise.
Speaking it
prophesy
out.
Prophesy in the spirit. What was I saying about you? Have you had this ability to both kind of like take in someone's problem and say their advice, but also kind of don't... What I mean by that is like someone kind of a while ago kind of came at you. And I was like, dang, this girl's a witch. And I thought you were gonna go at her again, but I was reading your responses and you were so slow to anger, I guess I would say.
Thank you.
I was like, how in the world? And I think that's, your heart is always towards restoration. Even when, I hate to say it, it beats you down.
Yes.
And I'm like, sometimes I just want to be the one that says, no, don't let them walk all over you. But it's not
so true.
It's not, it's like almost like you're not letting them walk over you. It reminds me of, honestly, like Christ, just taking it for the better of others. Oh shoot, I thought you were gonna cry, but I was like,
no, add flag. No, I really appreciate that, because I feel like I do get angry very fast.
Really?
Yeah, like I feel like I go from 0 to 100, and so, but it's something that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. I'm really working on my tongue. I'm really working on my reaction mm-hmm. and my response to people, because mm-hmm. 100% my heart is to resolve.
Whoa, I like that. Respond, react, resolve.
Yeah. And I just, like, if I respond immediately the way I want to, I would have no friends. Like, if I popped off the way that I could, like, it would not be pretty. It would not be Christ. Like, it would be like Christ in the temple when he's flipping tables. Like, that's how I feel a lot of the time.
Or when Christ goes out into hell and takes the key.
Yeah, like, he's like, out of this here. Is Sparta! Like, that's how I feel. But, so I really appreciate that, because it's something that I'm working on.
No, I love that. I love that. Do you have a specific, like, a person that you feel is, like, the kind of epitome of the outcast, or someone you don't want to love, or, geez, that you've felt like...
My ex? No, I'm kidding.
Oh!
I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
She's not.
What do you mean? Like...
Like, for me, like, socially awkward people, like...
Oh, yeah. So, for me... It's like the Christian that in the world of like Christianity, mm-hmm. I feel like the outcasts are like me, the ones who didn't grow up in church. They don't have this like picture perfect story. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the, I was saved on this day and I like haven't fallen away. I have not like turned my back. I haven't sinned or like majorly sinned. say that.
Quote unquote.
I say that because, like, everybody messes up. Like, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But, like, for me, my story has not been, like, cut, dry, black, and white.
Yeah.
My story has been very high, very low, very, like, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my beliefs in Christ, but in my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in the church, especially today, like, there's no room for that. And there's no grace for that. And all it is judgment. And I'm like, so people, like, I know so many people that won't step foot in a church again because of how they were treated when they were hurting.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Sure. And we're not supposed to, like, depend on people for our love for Christ or for, like, following him or, like, being in church. But it does affect, like, you don't want to be around people that have hurt you.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, you don't want to share your heart or your struggles or your demons with people who are just going to use it against you.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, like, I want to create an atmosphere where, like, you can tell me all your dirty laundry and I'm just gonna give you grace and I'm gonna give you gospel. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you can keep doing that and everything's gonna be fine,
right?
But, like, you're always welcome at my table.
I love it. I really love it. And you used to say something at the beginning of your YouTube videos. Was it like welcome home?
Yeah,
I love that. You're like, oh, please.
And I've actually had people, like, reach out to me and say, like, how that helps them. Mm-hmm. And how, like, me starting YouTube has made them feel a part of something. Mm-hmm. And that they do feel like they're a part of a family. And that's all I've ever wanted.
It's crazy to know, like, I feel like your YouTube's gonna, like, blow up, but it's so hard because you're also doing medical school, basically, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that, how hard is that to balance?
You know, it's funny you ask that because I have thought about that so much recently of, like, I want to just dive 100% into YouTube and podcasts and, like, my creative arts and, like, photography and videography, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have this, like, commission to finish school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in school for respiratory therapy. I want to help people. I want to save their life. And so it's like, where's the balance? But I've really come to find out, like, school is a sacrifice, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's building a foundation, and I'm going to have, like, a really good income mm-hmm. to support these dreams that I have,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so right now it's so hard because my life is, like, 100% dedicated to studying.
Yeah.
But I still somehow manage to find the time because I love it so much. Like, you really have to make time for what you love. And you're not gonna ever profit off something without sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, if it's just one DM of, like, yo, that video helped me,
it's enough.
It's enough.
It's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way you were talking, it reminds me of, like, when my pastor says, like, you say no now so you can say yes later. So maybe, like, little no's, but a big yes later.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mine for, like, socially awkward people, like, I feel I was never, like, the popular girl by any means. Never. I think the most I ever got was, like, she's, like, the funny girl.
Hey, that's great.
But, like, never, like, oh, she's so pretty. She's, like the one to hang around with. But I think probably because of my morals.
For sure.
I did kind of get excluded because I wouldn't just go off drinking or sleeping around or, like, you know, kind of acting that way. But I committed social suicide for sure when I joined the math club because I was like, what am I going to do? Like,
social suicide.
For sure. I'm like, free pizza. That's what mainly the club was. And I learned that, like, those people that you consider socially awkward, I found that like you said when we were talking earlier, there's substance to those people.
Totally.
There's something that's, like, beyond, like, the cookie cutter, what you see in movies, like, popular girl. And I really gravitated towards that. There's some times when I even feel like at church, I saw this girl that was, like, really awkward. And I'm awkward, but, like, so awkward, like, twitching her head, like, looking at people. She couldn't look you in the eye when you were talking to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just gonna just reach out because this has always worked for me before, like, hanging out with people that are socially awkward. She's so funny, but it takes, like, a while to break down people like that. But the funniest person, like, if I need to laugh, like, I'll just walk over to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird that if I had just been so, like, stuck up and stereotypical in my beliefs, I wouldn't even have, like, taken the time. So I love that hopefully, like, people take the time with me, but
yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, what would you, like, I feel like I'm pretty normal, like, the first 10 minutes because I've, like, memorized my script. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm doing well. How are you? Oh, great.
Yeah.
No way. Like, I've pre-programmed responses.
I feel like you interact with people very well.
Mm-mm.
I do. That's how I feel. But then, like, there are moments, like, if we're in a group of people.
Oh, you know, girl.
I can tell when, like, when she gets uncomfortable or when she's starting to feel, like, some type of way.
What do I
and
do?
She will just do, like, random stuff. Like, she'll, like, she'll scream or, like, she'll make a random movement or she'll, like, say something so left field.
And be like, what is
but
she talking?
But it's hilarious and it's...
The worst is when I meow. When I go, meow. When there's, like, too much of a silence. I need to break the silence. Like, I'll just make a meow.
And this is exactly, like, how... This is exactly what I mean with, like, two people who are completely different. We do well
balance.
With each other. We balance
yeah.
each other. And that's why it's so important to, like, not stereotype and not stay in one...
Like, click, too.
Click, yeah. I hate clicks. Clicks. That's another thing at church, like... Growing up in high school, like, girls were so mean to me in church.
That sucks.
But you know what? We'll do a whole another podcast on
clicks
that.
In church.
Mean girls in church.
Oh!
Mean girls church edition.
Good hand.
Yeah, that's... Okay, good. That's what we're gonna do because...
There are. And you can't say anything.
And you know what? My best friend is actually starting something.
What?
Jess...
Mean girl awareness?
Jessie? No. Oh. It's called, what is she called? Nice Girls Incorporated. And, like, God totally placed it on her heart to, like, empower girls that are, like, naturally nice girls that get overlooked and, like, emphasize the importance of being a nice girl. And,
the
like,
weird nice girls or just nice girls?
Just be nice, girl. Like, you know? And so it's interesting that we're talking about that because she's, like, about to start a whole ministry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, also, Faith and I are both single as a Pringle.
Very single. Okay, I never understood that. Single as a Pringle. Pringles are literally stacked with
yeah, but you
a
gotta
bunch of
separate
other...
separate them.
Okay.
And you never got that?
That could be confusing for some people.
But you're like, don't get it. Don't get it. What would you say your dating life is like right now?
I wouldn't say it's non-existent. it's definitely not anything serious. Like, I'm single, I'm not in a relationship, but I am, like, open to, like, going on dates with people.
Do you feel comfortable talking about
that
loser?
Oh, which one?
The Instagram.
No, I'm okay with talking about it, but I'll give him an alias.
No!
Yeah! I don't want him to come kill me in my sleep.
Oh, whatever.
I was kind of dating this guy. Like, we talked every single day. He would call me for like hours a day. We would talk for like 5 hours at a time.
This coming from a girl who won't take my freaking phone call sometimes. She's like, I just prefer text.
I always call you back.
You do.
I always call you back and I always answer her calls if I see it.
Okay, good.
I don't screen your calls.
Thank you.
I screen
you.
Everybody
Bless
else's
up.
Calls. Like, I just need you to know that. I'm gonna keep it real. But her love language is like
quality time.
Quality time, and like she feels loved when we FaceTime or when we talk on the phone. So mm-hmm. I try to like speak her language, even though it's not mine by any means. But yeah, he totally wasted my time. That's just plain and simple. And he was still totally hooked on his ex. And there were so many red flags though that I should have paid attention to that I just wrote off.
Which I feel like you should dive into now.
The red flags.
Yeah, most girls ignore them. And they're like, well. Yeah.
100%. Like, the moment that you get any type of check in your spirit, you need to listen to it. Because that is your women's intuition, your discernment, God protecting you, whatever you want to call it. You need to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few times where, like, I'm the type of person where I don't know if this is, like, a gift that God's given me, but I always know when someone's lying to me. Like,
what the?
I just know. Like, I can just tell. Like, if you're not being authentic, I just know.
Mm-hmm.
And so there
is
were...
Is that discernment then?
Probably, mm-hmm. yeah. I feel like I have a really strong discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say stuff that I was just like, I totally know you're lying right now. Like, why are you lying?
Mm-hmm.
This is so small. It's so simple. Like, why do you have to make something like that up, mm-hmm. you know? And it just was really off-putting. And so I was like, I made a little, like, mental note. If he could lie about the little things, he's going to lie about the big things.
Oh, for sure.
And so, but I was so infatuated with how cute he was. I was like, wow, like, I just pulled a dime piece. Like, I'm not going to let this one go, you know? He was super cute. But his insides were toxic, and so it
was
it was just gonna poison me, and so it's not worth it. It's like the forbidden fruit. Like, it looks good on the outside, but you bite into that and it's like eternal damnation. That's how it felt. Like, when you're in the wrong relationship and you're with someone that's like 100% not healthy in his mind or in his spirit, like, that's gonna pour out onto you.
Hold up. Do you honestly feel like his looks may have distracted you a little bit?
Yes.
I wasn't planning on you admitting right away. I thought you were like, no, not really.
Yes, it totally did. But he was a really good talker. He painted a picture of, like, I'm a Christian, like, this, that, I want a family, I want a wife, I want kids. And then, like, the more we dove into, like, this relationship, all of a sudden it was like, oh, I don't know if I want a wife, I don't know if I want kids, I don't know about this God thing. And I'm just
is there a way to escape that then, you think, about wasting your time or figuring out someone's authentic in the spirit before you even, like, kind of gush over their physical?
I mean, that's the good thing about guarding your heart. It's like, I can be so attracted to you, but my heart is not going to get invested unless I get the green light from God. And so I think it's just so important to guard your heart and keep your emotions in check, and, like, just remind yourself, like, yeah, he looks good, but there's a lot of guys that look good.
Yeah.
And I mean, if this guy likes you, there's plenty more that will too. And if they don't, then they're not the one for you.
Yeah.
You know? And our worth should not be found in the looks of a dude or the attention that he gives you.
Which is so hard. It is attention for sure.
Yeah. But red flags, like anything about, like, control or, like, manipulation or anything that just makes you feel, like, degraded in any way is not worth it. And it's a red flag for sure. Not being, what's the word? Consistent. Like, not consistent behavior. That's a sign for, like,
not
you should
good.
Probably pay attention, because if he's not being consistent in his, like, attitude and his behavior and his morals and his standards, then he's not being consistent about anything in his life.
Which I feel like that could be a whole entire podcast in itself.
For sure.
Especially guarding your heart, because even for me, when I hear someone say, guard your heart, check your emotions, like, yeah but how?
Right.
You know, you can tell me all day, but how?
I think setting boundaries.
No, that'll be enough.
Oh.
Okay. We gotta save those goodies we'll for save a whole.
That. Oh, I just looked at the time and it was 4:44 on my camera.
Oh, shoot. If you don't know that, why don't you say that real quick? 4:44 is a special time.
4:44 is, like, I guess you could say it's the beginning of an empire that I'm building. I'm trying to get in focus. And it basically just all stemmed from the night my dad died. It was like I was writing the eulogy for the funeral, and I felt very alone. I felt very irritated because my camera won't get into focus. but then I just, like, stopped. I couldn't write anymore. I could not, like...
Don't get me. She moving the camera, folks.
Don't worry. Yeah, so 4:44, I was writing the eulogy for my dad's funeral, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I felt completely hopeless. I felt completely broken and just alone. And so I just laid down, and I was holding his picture, and I was just crying and crying and crying. And I looked up... my phone, like, lit up, and it was 4:44 in the morning.
That's bizarre.
And there was just this, like, overwhelming sense of peace and comfort, and I just felt like my dad was there. And then ever since then, that was in 2015, so 4 years ago. Ever since then, I just saw it everywhere. License plates, billboards, the clock, receipts, like, everywhere. It was everywhere, and I just didn't really understand what it meant or what it was. And then I really dove into, like, is it called numerology? Is that what it's called?
Oh, no. Scientology? Is that Tom Cruise?
It's like, no. It's like just the study of numbers and, like, how God uses numbers to communicate with us. And it's just opened up this entire new world for me. And I've used it as, like, a brand, as an empire. Again, as a way of, like, building a community of, like, hey, 444 signifies, like, that you're right where God wants you to be, that your angels are surrounding you and encompassing you, and they're there guiding you down the path that you're supposed to go down. They're leading you to your dreams, and anything is possible, and you're not alone. And that's what, like, the heart of 444 is, like, for such a time as this, like, we're in this together. We're follow your dreams, like, don't stop. You have a purpose and a plan for your life that only you can do, and nothing can stop you. And there's gonna be confirmation along the way.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, little... I just wish that, like, why can't we be like Mary and just get a freaking angel just to like come and give us the confirmation himself?
I know, but he does. He sends it, God sends it in different ways now.
I don't like. Well, I'm kind of in a rough and dry season right now, so yeah. Kind of sucks. Little comedic relief. So we're talking about singleness. I have an injury that's preventing me from working right now. So I went to a new sports medicine doctor, and immediately I saw verses all over the room, and I was like, oh bro, yes,
he's a believer
right away. I'm like, thank God. And he's cute, you know, like, you, at least from church girls, like, that's hard to find where you know they're a believer and automatically cute. At least for me,
it's always one or the other.
It's one of the, I feel so bad for saying that. Because all these girls, we have makeup, but guys totally just gotta rely on their features and bone structures.
Or the good-looking Christian men, like, just aren't ready for a relationship.
That sucks, too.
Yeah.
And then you find out a week later, they're dating the hottest girl.
You're like, oh, you're not ready for my relationship. Okay. You could have just said that.
Clarify. But we're pretty good about, like, once one of us likes a guy, we go, like, full detective mode.
Yes.
We check his Instagram, Facebook, Brittany, Google.
Bee's doing that for me right now.
You said her name.
It's okay.
And I was like, oh, I need more information on this guy. Like, he followed me on Instagram. I followed him back, but...
Yeah. What?
Yeah, but...
You failed to mention that.
Yeah, but I don't think it counts because it's his business Instagram. It does not count. You guys, you know what I think is hilarious? Faith has this, like, pseudo Instagram that when I'm like, oh, I need to find information about this guy, she's like, oh, like, either I can't use my own, or she'll use her, like, I'm not going to say the name of it.
She makes me use my account that doesn't have any of my pictures on it. Like, if she wants me to stalk a guy or, like, check him out, she's like, okay, but just in case you, like, follow him or he sees that you viewed his story, use that account so he doesn't see how pretty you are and I lose my chance.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, look at this.
You guys could see her face. She is so pretty. Like, look at these eyelash. Look at these eyelashes.
She's so, you should see
nice
her.
Nice teeth.
I used to always get made fun of for my teeth.
I love your teeth. They're straight and white. But no, I found a new way that you can stalk someone.
How?
And it yields really helpful information.
Hi.
You go on the Venmo app if you're friends with them. That's going to be such an annoying sound on the podcast.
It's okay. I'm kissing my dog.
Kilo the wolf dog is in here.
He's famous on Instagram, huh?
You go on Venmo. You can see like who they're paying. And I saw, I was like, oh, he paid this girl. I'm just going to say her name, Lizzie. I paid this girl Lizzie over and over. I'm like, so you're probably in a relationship with her if you, like, I automatically go. And then
this
I saw.
This is the doctor guy?
Yeah. And then I'm looking and he sent her, like, you know, the little emojis. It was like a sun, praise hands, and an airplane. So I'm like, did you guys go on a trip together? Anyway, so I'm like looking when the last payment is because I'm like, you still got a girl? October.
Okay.
So then I stealthily looked up this girl on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think they were in a relationship. But so I'm like, oh man, I don't want to be the rebound. But
guys move on quick though.
Yeah, but I don't want that.
My ex moved on in like a week.
That sucks.
But that doesn't count. He was already entertaining it while we were together.
Yeah, but aren't you proud of me? I found a new way to stalk.
Yeah, that's freaking dope. That's super dope.
I'm like, whoa, so much information. How do they pay their bills regularly? Are they generous?
Does he give a lot of money?
What does he buy? Does he eat a lot of sushi? How much? I learned so much information.
That's
it's a little
really
creepy.
Funny.
This is the best part about not having my name on this. I'm not embarrassed at all. Not one bit.
That's awesome.
Not one bit.
That's good. I'm not either.
she has her whole name on in the her name out in the freaking public. Can't do it. Okay, so some podcasts that we follow, they usually start or end with like a quote or not. But I feel like everyone does that. So I guess we can end with some cool facts. So the first one I told you was cool fact number one. The technical medical term for butt crack is intergluteal cleft. Can you say that? 5 times fast.
Intergluteal cleft, intergluteal cleft, intergluteal cleft, intergluteal cleft, intergluteal cleft,
etc.
etc.
Next one. Coca-Cola would be green if coloring was not added to it.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that gross? Why would you want to make it brown?
It's like pure poison.
Better than green. Better than green. Ew. I know someone who uses Coca-Cola to actually deep clean their toilet. Like, if you leave it in there and, like, let the acid just knock out everything in the toilet. I'm like, I do not want that in my esophagus.
That is so disgusting.
Nasty. Next one. You cannot snore and dream at the same time.
How do we know that? Sleep studies?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Ready? A sneeze travels about 100 miles per hour.
Whoa.
That's a fast sneeze.
I also... Never mind. I'm just going to keep that one to myself.
No, do it.
No. You're going to have to flag it, so it's cool.
Dang it. I'm going to flag it. Hold on. A crocodile can't poke its tongue out. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
They're like, I'm so fat. There's no hope for me.
Oh my gosh, this is sad.
What?
There are more collect calls on Father's Day than any other day of the year. Hello, someone's calling you and collect.
That's sad.
That's really mean. Nutrition facts. More people are allergic to cow's milk than any other food. Isn't that crazy that we're the only mammal that drinks milk from another...
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to.
So are you vegan?
No. Hashtag not vegan, hashtag not against it though.
Hashtag tried it, hashtag still trying. At least I'm still trying.
I mean, people lose a lot of weight from it, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And they feel good.
My sister does it for ethical reasons though. She's not very judgy.
She just said on her story that she's not vegan.
No, that I have three sisters.
Oh, duh.
Yeah, my other sister is like pro, like bone broth.
That's what she said. She's like, I like bone broth. I'm like,
everything. Huh? And my other one's like, no, like, I will not trump my rights over the rights of the animals. I'm like, I'm caught in the middle. What do I do?
To each their own. You know?
To each their own. So that's basically more about us. I hope you kind of got a glimpse into. I mean, I even started to let some of my social awkwardness come out, but it'll be better because sooner I'll get used to this.
Yeah.
But you are very eloquent in speaking, so I love that. And I feel like we'll reach people who definitely go. It's either they're socially awkward or they're an outcast and they go with you.
Yeah. Come to the dark side.
Or the popular girls who are just making fun of this thing the whole
Yeah,
time.
You can come too because, I mean, more views, whatever.
Negative attention is still attention. Well, that's all. So how are we going to end this? We have to have a tradition. And we'll just say, that's it with Girl Anonymous.
Yeah, thanks for coming to Girl Anonymous. Or thanks for tuning in to Girl Anonymous.
Girl Anonymous. All right, guys, we gotta get going. I gotta go home, make some food. You gotta probably.
I gotta go to work.
You got. Oh shoot, she works at Kaiser. She's a real strong medical person. So smart. And that's it. That has been our podcast with
Faith Ramsey,
and I'm Girl Anonymous. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Done.
Yay.
Whoa.